Ladies and gentlemen, Mary and Mo, please don't worry about becoming a pro. Your parents' dreams are not your fault. Your silent screams are from their assault. Hello, and welcome to The Bill Jones Show, the life-transforming show for intelligent truth seekers. Today's episode will be an absolute tearjerker for many of you. For those of you who do not wish to cry in front of others, may I suggest that you listen to this late at night, when no one else is around. If this is not possible, get your tissue paper ready and just blame the tears on the many allergies that spring will bring. Today's broadcast is entitled, The Curse of Parents or Parents' High Expectations. No, that was not a mistake. Once again, The Curse of Parents or Parents' High Expectations. A brief note on grammar regarding the title. Parents, P-A-R-E-N-T, apostrophe S, refers to only one parent, either father or mother. Parents, P-A-R-E-N-T-S, apostrophe, refers to two parents, both mother and father. What we're going to talk about today, many adults, even young children, intuitively understand, and now, scientific research has proven that many parents with unfulfilled dreams do, in fact, create a living nightmare for their innocent children, as they want their kids to succeed where they have failed. Some parental coercion is understandable, even desirable. For example, parents forcing little Bobby or baby Jane to eat commonly despised vegetables, what I call the ABCs, asparagus, broccoli, and cauliflower. No problem. This episode, rather, is about hard to understand or impossible to understand coercion. It's about unrealistically high expectations imposed upon children by parents. It's about emotional, psychological, verbal, and sometimes even physical violence, forcing angelic children into doing things they absolutely do not want to do. Children, believing parents know everything, are often too afraid or don't want to disappoint mom and dad, so they do not tell them that they don't want to spend many more years in an area they have little or no interest in, nor aptitude or talent for. Having lived in both America and Asia, I've observed the following. In Asia, parental pressure centers upon academics and music, whereas in North America, it's usually sports. As a father of two sons, I'm extremely proud to say my wife and I have only insisted that our boys learn one thing, and they did. They went to a special school for several months to learn this skill, because it is a life-saving skill. At the end of this broadcast, we'll learn about the one and only skill I believe that all parents worldwide should force upon their children. Turning now to sports. Those of us who watch the Olympics realize that China, Russia, and former Eastern Bloc countries seem to excel in certain areas. Why is this? It's because all children are tested at a young age. And if they demonstrate an exceptional talent or aptitude in a certain area, they are basically kidnapped through a government-sanctioned policy into training with other gifted athletic children at gymnasiums, far away from their families. To read about some of these stories is truly heartbreaking. Having their children torn apart from their homes and forced into athletic training, whether they want to or not. You see, these kids are punished for being gifted. But what about punishment for not being gifted? Pray tell, for the sake of argument, which do you think is worse and why, A or B? A. The government forced abduction of children in order to win many Olympic gold medals for a country. Or B. Parents forcing their children into sports, music, or academics to realize the parents' unaccomplished dreams, hopes, and aspirations. Personally, I think parental abuse of children is far worse than government abuse of children. Look around today at sporting events with preschool, elementary, and junior high school children. And don't focus on the players. Rather, look into the stands to see what kinds of pressure the children are facing from parents, coaches, and guardians. You will see different extremes. The elation and ecstasy of parents seeing their dreams come true. Or the anger, frustration, and disappointment of seeing their hopes dashed for a second time. Please understand, if children truly want to do something, this is no problem. The problem lies when children are forced into areas they do not want to do. Ironically, I've noticed that middle-class and lower-class families have one distinct advantage over upper-class families. The advantage is this. The lower and middle-class children will not be sent away during their childhood years, away from mom and dad, brothers and sisters, dogs and cats, neighbors and friends. This is, however, exactly what happens to many children of wealthy parents, as their folks pay exorbitant fees, saying goodbye to their sons and daughters for many years, as they send them off to elite boarding schools. We cannot change the past. We can only change the present and hope for the future. To those children out there who were forced for years into realizing the unfulfilled dreams of your parents, I can only say, I'm sorry. Now, dear listeners, please pay careful attention. There's a Korean proverb, and it goes like this. When a parent dies, they are buried in the ground. When a child dies, they are buried in the parent's heart. Tragically, every year, many children do take their own lives from the unbearable pressure of unreasonably high expectations that some parents exert upon their sons and daughters. For those parents who are living vicariously through their boys and girls, I can only say this. Please stop and reconsider. Childhood is very brief and should be a time of innocence, playfulness, and happiness. Now, returning to the earlier topic of the one skill set my wife and I forced our sons to learn, I'll let you take a guess. A, B, C, or D. A. Martial arts. B. Hunting. C. First aid. D. Swimming. If you answered C, first aid, that's a very educated guess. Unfortunately, my boys, like myself, get lightheaded and pass out at the sight of blood, even on TV. Therefore, the correct answer is D, swimming. And finally, please remember, when children grow up, these unrealistically high expectations don't disappear. They often never will. One famous example is from one of the world's most popular children's books author, Dr. Seuss. He was not a medical doctor, but included doctor in his pen name, because his father hoped that he would have become a physician. This is Bill Jones, saying goodbye until next time, and remember, children are only children once. Let them play, laugh, and smile for a while. Don't force them to train and strain in vain.